I put on a face mask, the black charcoal one, while listening to music. This is Day in Life of a Content Creator, so welcome. I'm gonna drink some water and make a soup and take off this face mask. And apply another one that's like a moisturizer one over my skin. Pick me up. So welcome to Day in Life of a Content Creator. This will actually be a week instead of a day. Because the week is more interesting. I do more things throughout the week. Or I talk to you guys more throughout the week. So welcome. Don't let me dirty. So my alarm went off and I swept it up. And it just deleted all of the stuff I was talking about. But nonetheless, I am cooking me some chicken soup with some beans. I'm cutting up the chicken right now. I cut up some onions, peppers, and garlic. What I'm gonna do next is finish cutting up this chicken. The best of my ability here. I'm not a chef, y'all. But I get in the kitchen to cook so I can talk to you guys more. But anyways, nonetheless, I am using some chicken I made. I don't know. This is chicken, so it can definitely be used. I'm gonna put some dumpling in there. I'm going in with this chicken soup. This chicken's good. But anyways, I have my beans on, the pinto beans, and kidney beans. Yeah, y'all can cook with me. Shoot, get in your kitchen and cook. You feel so much better. That's the chicken. I'm gonna chop these veggies over here. They are sauteing so great with this oil. I'm gonna just saute these. Now, I'm using fried chicken that I made. It might sound French, but hey, that's all the chicken I had on hand. And so I just cut it up. It's the same thing, no different. It's crispy. But I think that's my favorite. Crispy chicken. Yeah, but you can use any chicken and make soup. But anyways. We're gonna clean up this table. Yeah, I want chicken cut up. Next. I'm going to throw away my chicken. I'm going to put y'all close enough so y'all can hear me. Because my beans are in here. We're going to throw in this chicken. Yep. We're going to get it. Next, I'm going to throw in my delicious vegetable. And we gonna season to your liking. Salt first. Onion powder, of course. You know. Onion powder and adobo. And that's how we gonna make it soup. Next, I'm gonna make you some dumplings. Teach y'all how to knead flour. I'm gonna add some water on this, but. This time, I'm going to make sure I add a ton of water because I want it like a soup. I don't want it like a paste. I don't want soup. So you just season it down in there if you like it. I'm going to add some more water. So I have 3 cups of water. 3 full cups of water because I want this soup to be a soup. I want it to be like all beans and stuff. My soup, let me find the pot to put it. Oh, Oh, you know what I forget? Pimento seed. Pimento seed. Sprinkle some in there. I forgot what she's like. Mixing the pimento seed. And when I take this out, this is going to be some really good soup. I want all the broth. I'm going to throw in the scotch bonnet pepper for that. Small soup. Small to small. Two scotch bonnet peppers. Yep. Two. And thyme. Just a stick of thyme. I don't need a lot. Just to be fancy. We're going to take a picture of it too. Because why not? And then we're going to cover it. And voila. Bring it to a simmer. Bring it to a boil. And, yeah. It's giving. Spice. Smells really good. Now we're gonna move on to our flour. If you don't know how to knead dumpling, hey, listen to me. Listen to me, okay? Kneading flour first. Get some soap. Yeah, just a little bit. Wash your hands, because you don't want the flour to be dirty. It ain't already clean, but not clean, but not dirty. Any other problems? Wash my hands before I. Wash your hands. If I had some chicken foot, I would, but I would not. So then we're going to find a bowl. Find a bowl of your choice. Now for this flour, I just need a little bit. A little bit of flour goes a long way. This kneading flour is very easy. I mean, I learned from your age. Anyways, get you some cold water. Pour it in there. And then you're gonna take your fingers. This is where your hands come in. A little more water. If you need it, more flour. Begin to form that ball. Once that ball gets formed, you're good to go. This is kind of tricky in this particular bowl, but yeah, once you get a little ball going, you just take your hand and continue to form the ball. Oh. Do not forget to put salt in your flour. Just a little bit, a little lot. Sprinkle, sprinkle. Yeah. So yeah, I want my hands again so the ball would be a little bit closer to me kneading it. Now you just take the flour, take the ball that you formed, and you just go along the surfaces of the bowl with the ball because you're catching all the extra flour. Now, you're going to put a little more water on here. Just a little bit. Enough to get the stuff on the bottom. Because this is the tricky part. The tricky part is keeping the flour together as you, because what you're going to do is knead it out really good. So, seeing how I got my little ball formed here already. It doesn't take that long to form a ball. I got the ball formed, but the ball is not completely formed until you knead it out. Knead it out. Put your hands into it really, really well. Knead it out. Using the palm of your hand, you gotta knead it out. Knead it out. Knead it out really well. Don't leave no flour behind. If you need extra flour, you need extra flour. But with this ball, you don't need any more flour. You're good to go. You knead it out until you get the desired consistency that you want. Check in on the soup, which is looking mighty tasty. Smelling good too. Continue to knead this dumpling until it no longer sticks to my hand. That's basically what you want. Knead it out. Roll it out. Knead it out with your palm and your hand. It no longer sticks to my hand. I know. Because I'm going to make my dumpling out of this. I'm going to wash my hands now. So, I wash my hands. Okay, all right. Now I'm going to continue to dry my hands off. I need this flour. It's good to go. I'm gonna need it pretty well. Let it rest while I check on the soup again. You guys hear the bubbling? I like spice. But anyway, I'm gonna cover this and leave it for 30 minutes and come back. But anyways, I'll see you guys when I am back in my kitchen. And I'm going to lay down for 30 minutes. And yeah, I'll see you guys in a few minutes. Story time. And I think I talk about my dating life on here. I tell you guys all about it because why not? Dating is. Dating me is not for the week. I'm telling you that right now. It's not for the week. I'm telling you that. Disclaimer. I'm not a dating coach or therapist or into the dating. Certified to speak on dating. This is just my personal experience. And yeah, we're going to talk about it because people just made me mad. One thing I hate about guys, men, y'all make me sick at this point. But I still like men, you know. Girls are just not for me. Would never thought about it. None of that. That's just a disclaimer. I'm just saying this is my own opinion. Take it or leave it, however you want to. We're going to talk about it. Why is that people always make excuses? And I get it. We all make excuses for whatever we want to. But when it comes to seeing somebody or texting somebody or calling somebody or hanging out with somebody, there's always an excuse. And my thing is, ain't no way you've been busy for a whole month. Ain't no way. Ain't no way you've been busy a whole month. Talking about something. I've been busy. Busy doing what? Like, what are you busy doing? That you can't text nobody, you can't call nobody, you can't hang out with nobody. Like, bro, I just stopped hearing from you. So now when I block you like the rest of them, don't even get mad. Please don't. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, you dusty niggas. I said niggas. You dusty guys. Let me say guys because I don't want to offend no guy out there on the street who may listen to my podcast. And be like, oh, this girl just talking trash. She is. But anyways, she is me and I'm her. So, yeah, why is it that guys claim they're too busy? It's about to be 2023. Like, I'm cutting off every guy that's ever disrespected me or hasn't texted me back or just claims they can't make time for me. I'm not reciprocating that energy. I'm sorry. I'm just not with it. Like, it's either you're going to get with the time I'm on or you're not going to get on the time at all. Like, because it's very annoying. It's like this perpetuating cycle of I'm constantly reaching out. No response, no response. So you've been busy from the second to now. Like, that's not a reason to ghost somebody because you're busy. If you're busy, just say that. If you don't want to hang out with me, just say that. If you don't want to see me anymore, just say that. If you as a guy, you don't have the right intentions for me, just say that. Like, I'm tired of men not being upfront. Like, this is really frustrating me and it's annoying me. And it's like, well, why even bother? The other one, I cut him off too. I cut off all the guys except for one. I just was like, hey, how come I don't hear from you anymore? He's like, oh, I've been busy. Okay, sir. I've been busy. Now, I have been busy. I, apostrophe V-E, been busy. Three words. Three words. And I've been trying to hang out with him for like the longest amount of time. But it's like every time I talk to this man is at work. He's like, no, we can't hang out because I got work in the morning. No, we can't hang out because of this. No, we can't hang out because of that. It's like, bro, stop making excuses. This point, y'all gonna make somebody rip off their eyebrows if you ask me. Like, that's just rude. Like, I find it to be very rude because it's like, now this is very annoying and this is a perpetuating cycle. And at this point, we better block and delete. And if guys think I won't block and delete them in 2022, you have a sad mistake. Like I said, either you're gonna get on my time or you're gonna not get on the time at all. And that's serious. Like, these men out here be really trying to play the loyal ones. They really trying to play the ones that do mind their business, that don't have multiple men, that don't cheat, that are the best thing they've ever had. Like, how y'all trying to play me? How y'all trying to play me? Why? I don't deserve this type of treatment. I feel like this is one-sided. And that goes for friendships, too. But relationships that are one-sided, I'm not here for it. Why? Because that's BS and that's nonsense. And you're how old? You're my age. Like, stop acting your age. I mean, let me not say that. Act your age and not your shoe size. Because a lot of people do that. And I'm just like, why are you this age but you act like you're six? Like, I'm just not comprehending. I'm just not. What I'm putting together is that men like to waste my time. And until the right one comes along, I will be single. And I don't want to mingle with any of you birds out here in the streets. I don't want none. I don't want nothing you got. Like, I'm done. Because at this point, you're just wasting my time. Why are you wasting someone else's time? If you don't want to hang out no more, just say that. There's no way you could be this busy. You could go without a month without talking to somebody. That shows you're uninterested. You're disrespectful. You don't want to make time for that person. What type of investment? Like, what type of relationship is this? Even if it's a friendship. A whole month, you can't say, hey, how are you? You can't just check up on somebody. You can't call nobody. Like, if this is what we're doing going into 2023, it is canceled. It's canceled. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to be single forever. Of course not. Some guy's going to sweep me off my feet. Treat me like the queen that I am. I'm going to treat him like the king that he is. And we're going to display feminine and masculine energy together. We're going to be each other's safe spaces. We're going to be each other's love. We're going to be each other's everything. And yeah, good things will come to me if I'm just patient and wait on the Lord and mind my business and stop messing with you dusty bum guys. Y'all all dusty. Y'all all bumps. And I can say that because I don't talk to none of them no more because they acting dumb. Like, I've never seen this much of a dumb generation, especially for men. Y'all are just dumb. Y'all just don't know what y'all want. Y'all don't know how to say what y'all want. Y'all don't know how to communicate what you want. All y'all know how to do is waste somebody's time. And you're not wasting mine. I don't got time to waste. I'm not playing these games no more. Just going back and forth. This texting you 24/7. This reaching out. No, this is perpetuating a cycle of annoying. And I don't want to do it. If you're not reciprocating my energy, don't speak to me. It's that period. Go where your energy is wanted. Not where you necessarily feel like it's needed. But anyways. Yeah, like this man that never text me. I've been busy. And it's three words. Like, not a hello, not a hey, how are you? Not hey, is everything okay? No questions asked. I've been busy. Okay, well, you've been busy. I've been busy thinking about my life, too. We all been busy. But it's like, bro, you can at least reach out. Like, if some guys were really interested in the way they say that they were, they would do better. They would really do better. That's why I blocked them. Because I'm not going to keep going back and forth with them. They think so, but I'm not going to do it. Why should I? What do I look like? I might be someone you like or you miss or whatever the case may be. But I will cut people off with no hesitations. I don't know. I haven't heard from him either. Oh, I blocked him, but I don't know. Maybe he tried to text back. I don't know. I haven't heard from him since, like, the 27th. So, the 22nd. So, it's going on a little bit over a week, I think. Yeah, just about a week. At this point, I mean, I could just block them and see if they'll text back. But, I mean, like, anybody got time for that? Like, I don't have time to play, like, the guessing game with these men out here. It's either you're interested in what you see or you're not. If you're not interested, just say that. And don't play the fake thing of that you are interested when you know deep down in your heart you're not interested. Because if you were interested, you would call, you would text. Like, you would show some type of communication skills here. You'd work through that. I'm not saying as a guy, if you're interested in me, you gotta text me 24/7. No. But if you can go a whole month or you can go a whole week without speaking to me, that's a problem. Because there's no way you're interested in somebody. Now, if I ghosted you, that's different. But it's like, they never ghosted me. I just decided that I'm not hearing from you. Like, I don't know what's up with you. I don't know. And I don't want to reach out because now it just feels like it's a thing of where it's like, I reach out, you say something, but it's not like the person reaches out on their own, is what I'm trying to say. And I'm kind of sick of it. Like, prepare to be sick of me in 2023, because I'm not giving a damn what any guy want to think. Oh, you want to think that I'm this? Good for you. Keep that thought to yourself. Keep that to yourself. Just remember, you wanted me at one point, so don't ever disrespect me, or don't ever try to play me, don't ever try to expose me, or do something, because I'm done. Like, a lot of guys think I'm going to keep on going through this cycle with them. Like, no. One guy, I told him that I liked him. He was like, oh, that I was switching up on him. Like, I'm not switching up on you, sir. You're only using me for one thing, and I'm not with it. Like, if you ain't about that, I'm trying to wife you type energy, don't talk to me. And that's not my problem. You could feel however you want to feel. You could do whatever you want to do. Like, I unblock you, you try to talk to me the next day. Like, if I give you the time of day, you try to talk to me. So don't even try to say anything to me and be like, oh, well, some crazy things. He was like, oh, that he wasn't going to tell me. People don't be texting me back. So, yeah, I block them. Like, my block list is so long, I could scroll now. Like, before, it wasn't so long. But, hey, I've been blocking people left and right because guys been acting dumb. And I just don't understand what is the reason for it. If you're not interested in somebody, you shouldn't even be speaking to that person, even if it's on a friendship level. Because there's no way you could go a whole month without talking to your friend and then say that you're interested in that person, even if it's just friendship. Like, yeah, I'm interested in being friends with you, but I ain't heard from you. No, you do that. Oh, I'm interested in a friendship with you and not speaking to you. Do that to people you're not interested in. I'm not going to sit here and entertain a friendship that I'm not interested in. I don't care if the person reaches out. Sure, I may respond. But that doesn't mean I'm going to keep entertaining the relationship for a while. I'm not interested in being friends with this person. So why am I going to sit there and lie to them? Like, come on now. Like, use your head. Think about it. There is, like, so many contacts on here blocked. It's crazy. I blocked them because at the end of the day, I know what I deserve. And I deserve someone that's going to at least text me. You don't have to text me every day. You don't have to be clingy. You don't have to do none of that. But you could show, like, some type of interest. It's not for you to pick and choose when you want to speak to me or pick and choose when you want to text me, because that shows me that you're very much so uninterested. And if you're uninterested, you could just say that, vocalize that feeling. Like, you know, I'm not feeling you. I thought I was, you know, when we hung out or whatever. I didn't like something, or, you know, we're rather off just not talking. I don't want to say that. Like, I'd rather someone to say that than they do this foolishness where they try to go back and forth, or where I go back and forth with them. And I'm not doing that back and forth. It's 2022. We got 3 more weeks till this dusty year ends. And if any guy thinks they're about to come up with me with 2022, you will stay on my block list. You will stay on my block list, and you'll stay in recently deleted. Okay? If you're not trying to get on my time, don't get on the time at all. Because I'm not dating you just today. That's another thing, too. A lot of people want to date just today. Oh, I'm dating you just today. Or I'm dating you because I like you. Nah, I'm dating with a purpose. Purpose. I'm dating to marry. And if you're a guy and you don't want to marry me, don't step to me. Don't talk to me. Don't follow me on my socials. Don't come in my inbox. Don't do none of that. Because at the end of the day, you're wasting my time and yours. And if you think you're about to have somebody out here looking stupid, trust and believe, I'm going to have you looking stupid before you can have me ever looking stupid in your life. No, because that's been mad. He's like, oh, I've been busy. Okay, you've been busy. That's good for you. You could stay being busy. You could stay being busy. Stay being busy. You could stay being busy. You're gonna stay being busy by your damn self. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna stay being busy by your damn self. Because I'm just not with it. I don't care. People can say whatever they want to say. People make time for what they want to. That whole, oh, I don't have the time because I'm so busy, it's for the birds. Guys need to stop using that. People need to stop using that. Oh, I don't have the time. Yeah, you do. You have all the time in the world. You have 8 hours of the day to go to work. There's 8 hours in a day out of 24 hours in a day. You got the time. 8 hours a day, you can't shoot nobody a text. You're so busy. You're so engrossed with work. Work is so important. That's good for you. When I move out next year and get on with my life, I wish a nigga would. Excuse me. I wish a nigga would. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Come back to me talking about, oh, I miss you. Bye. I leveled up. I upgraded. I moved out. Got my car. Got my place. And minded my own business. Kept it pushing. When you want to leave people on the desk, I'm going to leave you on the ground. No, because guys be acting. Guys act like they are so special. Like, okay, I'm single. Right. Singly minding my business. Focusing on myself. I'm not worried about these men. I'm just saying, like, I'm tired of them not putting forth as much effort and think they're about to receive something. Receive what? You about to receive a ghost. You about to receive a block. You about to receive a delete. And I'm not playing. Like, I don't do that. Once I block you, I block you. If I feel like I'm blocking you and talking to you, sure. But I'm not talking to no guy. Absolutely not. And I'm about to tell him, like, so since you've been so busy and you decided that you can go a whole month without talking to me, I'm going to be so busy and take my happy ass elsewhere and block you and delete you. I'm done. Like, I don't want nothing to say to you, bro. Like, you're a sorry ass excuse for a man. Sorry excuse. And you're my age, too. This is why I don't talk to people my age. This is why I talk to people older. Because people my age be acting like they are fumbling the bag. Like, you're fumbling a whole gem. A whole
top tier woman. And yes, I'm top tier. I may not look top tier every day, but I'm top tier. I'm 100%, baby. Like, you're fumbling the bag, bro. Over what? Over your job? You're fumbling the bag, bro. Guys need to stop fumbling with me. They're going to fumble with me. And I'm going to fumble with them right back. And they're going to my block list. I don't play that. Like, you ain't about to hit me with no, I don't like you because of this. And I was only hitting you up for this. That's fine. Go find somebody else to do it. You better not come here and get one of these. What's that? I mean, it's not, I'm not available. Off the market. Until some guy wants to act like they have sense. And I don't mean sense in, like, the sense where it's like you got common sense to say that you're interested. You know what I mean? Enough sense to understand where I'm coming from. Like, we could have a conversation and you stimulate my mind mentally. I don't want physical or sexual stimulation because that's not enough. I want... someone that can mentally stimulate me. Like, if you can get me to think up here, you got me. That's it. I don't care about physical stimulation because that comes natural. Sexual stimulation, that comes natural. If I'm attracted to you, it's because I'm mentally attracted to you. And I think mental attraction is so fucking sexy. Excuse my language. I think it is so sexy. I just think it is beyond the world. Like, I want to be mentally stimulated before I'm sexually stimulated, physically stimulated. Like, nah, forget, take all those two. But mental, you stimulate me mentally. Like, you got me thinking about me a little bit more. You got me thinking about myself. You got me thinking in my head. Like, you stimulate me mentally. You didn't fumble the bag, sir. You got it in the bag. And no guy has ever mentally stimulated me. And that's challenging me. That's asking me questions. That's asking me about who I am. That's asking me, I mean, sure, about trauma. That's unpacking some things with me. That's sitting with me. That's being my self-care. That's being my safe space. And I'll be the same to you. Like, if I meet you where you're at, we both about to sit here and unpack this trauma stuff together. Like, we both just gonna connect with each other mentally before I connect with you physically and sexually. Because I feel like that will come naturally. It just comes natural. Like, I like a mental stimulation. I like to be stimulated mentally. I don't like surface level or, what is it called? Small talk conversations. Like, I like deep conversation. I want to get to the root of things. I want to get to the root of you as a man. Like, I want you to help me unpack my, independent. I want you to take the burdens off of my shoulders. Like, when I say there's so much tension in my shoulders, there's tension in my body. Like, I want that man to take that tension away from me in a way where it's so calming and it's like, like a release. And like, my soul is at ease with you and I could be with you, and just your vibe and your energy is just so dope. I want to just be in your skin. Be in your skin. I can't stand guys that try to stimulate me sexually or physically, but it's like, you didn't touch my mental. Like, did you forget? Like, let's not forget mentally first. Check my mental first, then you can check all the other spots. But yeah, I've always gone for mental connection because I don't like small talk. I can care less about small talk. I want to dig below the iceberg. I want to get to know you as a man. I want you to be able to cry in front of me not call you weak. Although men that don't cry, you're not necessarily weak. I might say what you're crying for, but once I know what you're crying for, like, you Gucci, you can cry as much as you want with me. I don't care. I can help you through your crying, through your tears, and yeah. So once you can mentally stimulate me, you got me in the bag. And don't fumble that mental stimulation, because it's real and it's not rare. Rare enough. Do women want to be mentally stimulated? But I do. I crave that in my soul. Deep down, the guys be acting out here, they gonna fumble the bag until they gonna look up one day, they gonna see the baddest bee or the baddest woman that she is. She gonna look good. She gonna make her six figures. And I'm gonna own my own nonprofit. Like, I'm gonna own it. I'm gonna be a boss. And some guy's gonna see that and be like, ooh, I'm attracted to that. Let me go speak to her. And then we're gonna start a conversation from there. Like, I want a grown man. I don't want a little boy. I don't want a guy that's going to beat around the bush. I don't want a guy that's going to want me up underneath him, like, 24-7. Like, no, ma'am. I'm sorry, but that clingy stuff, I'm past that stage because I know what I want in a guy. I'm sorry. That whole, I'm going to stay with you for 24 hours, and I'm going to stay with you for a whole month and a whole 3 months. I'm not doing that. Like, if we together, we're together. When we move in, then that's when we could talk about seeing each other. But for now, if you're dating me, you're seeing me 3 times a week. That's it. 2 if you're lucky. Because I wanted to show you how much distance will make you feel like you want me more. Like, I want you to chase me. I don't want to feel like once we start dating, like, oh, snap, you got me. Like, nah, you need to keep chasing what you already got. Because if you get me, then you got me. And men like to fumble the bag, but I'm just not here for it. Like, you gonna fumble this bag, and I'm gonna do the worst glow up. My locks are growing. Everything about me is growing. Sure, I got things I gotta work on. Sure, you know, but that's day by day. Things I gotta unpack. You know, growth is a part of the process. But once I come into my 100% womanhood, that's it for you men out there. You're not gonna like me no more, cause I'm stepping on all y'all necks. Okay. I'm stepping on y'all because y'all are just full of it. Like, y'all talk about some, y'all want this type of woman, and then when she's there for y'all, that's not good enough for you. You want to go cheat on her? You want to go and disrespect her? You want to get with somebody that looks twice as ugly as she is? Or twice as ugly as she could never be? Because I'm not ugly. Any ex or any guy that I've ever dated, all the people that he dated after me, are ugly. And I say that because, like, why not? Like, you're leaving the best thing you ever had. Like, oh, no, you didn't want me, but somebody else did. And somebody else will take care of me, and somebody else will spoil me, and somebody else will love me unconditionally, and somebody will pour into my soul, and I will pour into theirs. Somebody will understand me, and I will understand them, and we just click like we're yin and yang to each other. I promise you. Get you a Gemini. You ain't gonna disappoint. I'm a Gemini. That's my sign or whatever, but... yeah, I'm stepping on them because, like, men think they run something. You don't run me. I could block you and not talk to you and not care. Because at the end of the day, I don't have to sit here and reciprocate your half-ass energy. Because that's what that shit is. Ain't no way you too busy. A whole month go by and you don't even speak to me? Like, bro, what'd you do? Fall off the face of the earth? Like, what happened here? Like, we had something. I thought we had something going on. Or at least I thought we did. I mean, we didn't see each other like that. But it's like, a whole month goes by and you have some nerve to text me, oh, I've been busy. That's all you could say? Yeah, I'm not settling for that I've been busy bullshit. Because that's what that is. Ain't no way somebody's been that busy. Like, clearly, I'm not that important to you. Or clearly, I'm not your friend like you say that I was or is your friend. We're just not kicking it. We're just not cool. Like, you don't even talk to me no more. Like, I'm just over. I'm at the point where it's like, F you and F all the other men and any other guy. And I'm blocking, deleting every single one of them. And I swear, if they ever come back here and talk about something, oh, why did you block me? Because I didn't do that. You think I'm going to keep going with these, having myself looking stupid? I don't think so. My stupid days are over. The pressure is getting real. So, guys, line up. Line up one by one. If you're a grown man, not a little boy. Not a little boy. You could be my age, but you still act like you're 5. I'm not doing it. That's what children do. Inconsistent communication. They don't text. They don't do this. They don't do that. That's kid behavior. That's what children do. When they don't really know if they want to text this person back, or that's what teenagers do. Like, they go this phase where it's like that inconsistent. If they choose to reach out to somebody, they will. Nah, I'm a grown woman. I need you to come at me with that grown man energy, okay? I don't need nothing less than that. And that's all I want is grown man energy. Like, what's up? Can I pick you up by 7 o'clock? Can we go on a date? Can I get to know you? Like, can I get to chill with you? Like, set those boundaries. Because boundaries is another thing, too. Like, I'm a grown woman. And a lot of things that I set in place, they've been broken, of course. But boundaries is something a grown man will respect. But some guys feel like they queen or not queen. They feel like they're King Sheba or something, or King whatever you want to call him. But yeah, a lot of people don't respect those boundaries. Like, nah, you set those boundaries, you said, no, this is something I'm setting, like a boundary. Don't call me after 12 o'clock. Why are you calling me after 12 o'clock? You have from 8 o'clock to call me. Why are you calling me at midnight? Like, Come on now. Like, guys been... Like, guys been really annoying to me. And it's not to say that I don't still like them. Sure. But at this point, I'm at the point where we got 3 weeks. I'm clearing house. I don't care who's in my phone, who's not on my phone, who's texting my phone, who's calling my phone. I don't care about none of that. I'm clearing house. Because at the end of the day, I will get a grown man who wants to be with a grown woman. And watch when I step into my field, I'm going to find the one. I always believe the one's out there somewhere. He just don't know it yet. But he probably listening to me like, this girl's crazy. Or she's too funny. But yeah, watch when I step into my grown woman energy. Because I'm in my 20s. I never told you guys my age. But I'm in my 20s. Watch when I step into my grown woman energy. These next 2 years, we stepping into it fully. So any man can't just talk to me in any type of way. No, thank you, sir. You're excused and you're dismissed because you're disrespectful and your language coming out of your mouth does not meet the criteria of what my ears want to hear. No more sweet nothings. No more sweet talking to me. Like, nope. And any guy that wants to be mad that we don't talk no more, bye. It's your loss. Good day. See you. Sayonara. Go mess up somebody else's life, but you ain't finna mess up mine. Watch when I step into working in my nonprofit. I'm about to be a grown woman on my stuff. And can't no man come ruin that for me because I'm already independent. So if a guy can't match my level of independence, or if a guy, it's not even match my level of independence. It's more so like, are you able to handle that? Because I've heard the phrase of, oh, I'm too independent for my own too good. That means that you're intimidated. That means I'm a strong woman and you're independent. I'm a strong woman and you're intimidated by my independence. Don't let my independence fool you. I was raised that way. And so us independent people, it's like we're always on survival mode. We're never on, what's the other mode? Let me look it up. Survival mode. And what's the other mode where you're relaxed? Hold on, I'm looking at him. I don't know what the other mode is away from survival mode. But yeah, if you not trying to get me out of my survival mode here, because I'm surviving independent. I don't depend on nobody, not even my parents. Okay, so for a man, you really gonna have to come to me where it's like, I know I could depend on you and not have to worry in the back of my head because you are my safe space. Like, you can literally take the anxiety, the stress off my shoulders, basically. Like, you can be my safe space. That's what I want in a man, and the man should want the same thing in me. I'll cater to you because the minute, like, my body's able to relax around you, I'm able to be comfortable, I'm able to just flourish in my feminine energy, soft mode season. Y'all, when I get there, that man gonna love me. That's what I want. A man where it's like, I can basically let my guard down and just be in my feminine energy. And now, my masculine energy, being independent, being hardcore, being tough, being, you know, me. Stuff like that. I'm feminine, but I have more masculine tendencies because it's like I was always taught not to depend on nobody. So I need a man that can take me out of that. And if you can take me out of that, you won my heart. You won my children. You won my whole entire life. I will give it to you right then and there. I will give you everything. If you as a man can take me to my soft girl season, because soft girl season, I'm trying to find what soft girl. I had a quote for it, but hold on. Here it is. Soft girl season. A season where women trade living in survival mode for a more peaceful lifestyle. During this season, a woman tends to push her masculine tendencies aside and allows her femininity to take over softly and unapologetically. Like, wouldn't that be such beautiful?
That'd be so beautiful.
So my friend is like, oh, I'm gonna get married before I have kids. I mean, I would like to get married. Like, my goal is to get married, to have a two-parent household. I mean, like, because I don't want my kids to come from a broken home. That's just me. And everybody has their preferences. Everybody has their reasons why. But I also want to marry a man that God has for me, too. I don't want to marry just anybody. And I don't want to have kids with anybody. I know in this day and age, in this generation, Lord, everybody's having kids with everybody, and everybody thinks this kids thing is a joke. It's not. Ladies, you should be careful and considerate of who you have children with. Not who you have sex with, that's up to you. That is up to you. It's your body. I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't have sex. Hey, on that terms, do what you feel is comfortable. But in terms of having kids, just choose a little wiser before you lay down with somebody. Because you're going to lay down with a dog and get up with fleas. Like, everybody's just having kids by everybody. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on here? Like, people not even considering who they have children with, much less who they have sex with, too. And some women could say, oh, well, this man and third. But men love to bash women. And it's like, no. Now, let me go check on my sister with my husband, because this thing got me tight. Like, for real, for real. I'm gonna put more water in here. As you can see, it is boiling. I should put some noodles in there, but let me taste the brown. Let me taste and see the beans. Mmm. This is why we come back for more. Everything is flavorful. We're gonna put in the dumpling now. But y'all men be having me sick, man. When I mean sick, I mean like sick. Like sick, I don't even wanna speak to y'all, cause y'all just be acting like something is really wrong with y'all. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. These dumplings. Throw them in there. Let them cook for another 15, 20 minutes. We got ourselves a bowl of soup. Although I should put more water in there, but, yeah. But, yeah, like, the way that men be treating women out here be disrespectful. You ain't even got to tell me twice, because ain't no way. And, ladies, men only do what you allow them to do. Let's stop giving passes to men because we allow them to treat us like trash and then talk about it and say how that it's not fair. Well, it's not fair that I allow myself to go through these perpetual cycles of always hitting up guys that don't talk to me. Like, you're not interested, sir. You remember yourself giving uninterested. And if you're uninterested, just say that. I ain't gonna kill you. Your life is not about to end because you're not interested in me. What's gonna end is this relationship because you're not interested in me. And me, like, I don't play about my heart, baby. I don't play. My heart's been broken too many times. I'm a tough woman. Like, been through some stuff where it's like, how are you still surviving? You feel me? Like, I'm an independent woman for a reason. Like, survival mode on 1,000. Don't even play with me. Like, nah, I'm dead serious. My survival mode is on 1,000. I'm always in survival mode. So, the guy, you gotta really, really bring me out of into my soft season. When I say soft season, I mean my shoulders are relaxed. I'm no longer tense. My body feels amazing. I'm relaxed. I'm attracted to you mentally before I'm attracted to you physically and sexually. Because, let's talk about it. Because physical and sexual connection and attraction can go. But once you got me mentally, it's like, ooh, you won my heart. Like I said. But I think I'll find the one. I'm just patiently waiting for him. He knows where he at. He know where he be. The one could be right up under my nose, and I wouldn't even know. But he know where he be. I don't know where he be. But hey, how are you? Welcome to my podcast. If you listen to this, the one. I don't know who listens to this podcast, but it just tells me, like, most of my emails, but some are male in here. So thank you.
Soup. Because I want the soup to be nice and thick and warm. Once these dumplings are cooked, pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna cook a little more. I'm gonna eat some ice cream. Cover this pot, I'm gonna cook. But yeah, I'm so serious. This is vanilla melted caramel. Cookies. Treat to myself. And also, you gotta like to eat. You gotta like to eat. Because I know I do. Mm-hmm. Better get one of these. Hold that. Salsa caramel. Ice cream with cookies on top. Alright, guys. I'ma go. And watch some YouTube and chill out. I'll see you guys then. My soup is done cooking.
Story time to tell y'all. So yesterday I was talking to you guys about relationships and how guys be acting like they ain't no sense. This is a continuation of this because I had already had my breakfast, but the audio got deleted because my mom had called me. So therefore, I would just be like talking to you guys through it again. But this time, I'm not eating anything or like talking about breakfast and whatnot. Had me a bowl of cereal. But my thing is that guys, they know what they want, right? At this point, like at this day and age, you know what you want. You know what you don't want. You know what you like. You know what you don't like, etc. So this guy
We got a text me from another number. Well, call me. And I figured it out. It was him. It's got to be him. Because what he said to me yesterday was something that he wrote in a text message. And so I reached out to him and his original number. And then he was like, oh, his aunt just died. And I'm just like, oh, that's so sad. You know, I'm here if you need anything. So I meet up with him or whatever, right? And he said some real foul stuff yesterday. He said that he thinks I'm manipulating him, playing games with him, all that good stuff, because I ghosted him. I ghosted because I don't want to speak to him. And at one point, it's going to come a point where I don't speak to him at all. And that's what I did for 2 weeks. I didn't speak to him since the 27th of last month. So about Saturday would have been 2 weeks. Yeah. Because I blocked him. I said, I'm done with you. And I meant that. Like, then he's going to tell me that he reached out to apologize to me a month ago. And I'm just looking at him like, Well, you reached out at the wrong time because it wasn't to me, sir. And so on and so forth. And I'm just at the point where it's like, bro, it's time for you to grow up. Like, his deal breaker for us to be together was us to have sex. And we haven't had sex since. So, there's no way he's going to tell me, oh, well, guys don't want to wait for marriage. That's not my problem. I'm not making you wait. At the end of the day, if you want to have sex, you want to have sex. Like, you want to get that need fulfilled, met, whatever the case may be. That's just not going to be with me, sir. So, if you don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you. You pressuring me, this whole idea that men need to pressure women into sex is ridiculous. And this is all for my older ladies, not for my younger ladies, my older folks out there. But anyways, as I digress, I just want to say, like, there's nothing wrong with waiting for marriage. Not a thing. He's never asked me why I want to wait for marriage. He's never asked me none of that. But it's like, bro, if sex is what you're chasing and you ain't getting it and you still here, that's a problem. Because I have a photo of him telling me him that he loves me. But he knows I want to have sex with him. And I was like, you feel the same way? He said, yes. Like, you love me. Just admit that you love me and you want to be with me despite the fact that I won't have sex with you until I'm married. That's, just say that. Because that's what it's beginning a lot to sound like. It's beginning a lot to sound like. That's what that is. You want to be with me and you love me despite the fact that I won't have sex with you. Because there's no way you're going to keep chasing me down. But I'm not giving you what you want, so why are you still chasing me? Oh, you're chasing me in hopes that you'll get what you want. Well, when I get what I want, and he knows what I want too. And I don't get what I want, so, like, but I'm not chasing him down. That's the problem. Like, I talked to him last night because he was upset because his aunt died and et cetera. And things, you know, transpired yesterday. But I'm just like, I'm concerned for him because, like, bro, you sound like you're going in circles. Like, it's either you want to be with somebody despite what you feel, because obviously you got feelings for me. You felt some type of way, like, oh, you're not trying to fumble the bag, because ain't no way you're going to keep coming back to somebody you know is not going to have sex with you. Like, you know that I want to wait till marriage, and I'm very much so upfront with that. I don't care in the world what a guy want to say. So he knows that. So it's like, why are you still talking to me if you know that I ain't ever gonna give you what you want ever until I'm married to you, of course. But I'm saying, like, if it happens, it happens. That, hey, that's just between the two of us. But he said that he only likes me for one thing, and I was like, that's fine. I don't care. Like, that's not my problem. Like, I'm not switching up on this. He's like, oh, you switching up on me? Who's switching up on you, bro? And I told him,
can say you don't like me for one thing, and I'm just like, bro, no, ain't no way. Because if you don't like me for one thing, and that's it, you still wouldn't be talking to me. You would never told me that your aunt died, like, none of that. You wouldn't go out of your way to reach out to me and stuff like that. Yeah, so we shall see where this relationship progresses. But in the next 3 weeks, he better believe that he's getting cut off in the next 3 weeks. He talking about some, oh, if I'm gonna ghost him or block him. Bear, I can block you anytime I want. I don't have to speak to you. Like, you ain't my man. That's the problem. This man acts like we're together, but we're trying to be together on his terms. No. Like I said yesterday, if you're not going to get on my time, don't get on the time at all. Don't do it. Because you already know what I'm about. If I say I'm waiting till marriage, I hardly mean that. He's the one that's chasing me for this little thing that we got going on. And ain't no way this can keep this man this stuck. Because if that be the case, every man will be stuck on me. Like, it's not that deep. It's really not that serious. He's like, oh, I act like this every week. I'm like, bro, no. Right now, we're going to keep going back and forth. Like, no. I don't got that type of time. So, I'm about to let him know what's up tonight. And if he not with it, I'll block him. Like, his feelings be getting hurt. Like, you ghosted me? Yes, I did. He's like, oh, that I talk to other guys. Yes, I do. I have that right because I'm not with you exclusively. It don't even matter how much we talking. I'm not your girlfriend. You're not my man. Like, I don't have no attachment to you. Yeah, I kick it with you, chill with you, whatever. And I go about my business. Like, what do you think this is? It's either he wants a relationship or he doesn't. And he's going to have 3 weeks to figure it out. And I'm telling him that tonight. It's either that or we go our separate ways. Like, you think I'm about to keep going back and forth? Like, no, negative. Like, he gets mad when I talk to other guys. Okay, and that's not my problem. You don't want to be with me. He doesn't want to be with me because I don't want to have sex with him. But it's like you keep coming back to me, though. So, it's like, why you keep coming back to someone you know is not going to have sex with you anytime soon, baby. Anytime soon. Not to hurt his feelings or his little ego that he got going on. Because men have egos. It's just like, ain't no way. Like, and the moment we do have sex, things is about to change. I was like, you have sex with me, you gonna be addicted. But anyways, nonetheless, I say that to say that because it's like, men run on sex like they're running water. They're just so desperate, thirsty for it. It's like, relax, because ain't no way you keep coming back this way and I'm not having sex with you. I still got that picture that I screenshot. I screenshot things. But he was like, oh, that I love you. By the way, but I know you want to have sex with me. Well, I'm not going to tell you exactly what I said. I'm just putting sex in terms of what he said. But yeah, that's basically what he was related to. And I was like, bro, you love me, but you know I want to have sex with you? I got you stuck. Because ain't no way you're going to keep chasing somebody that's not going to have sex with you anytime soon. You know this person's waiting for marriage. Like, you know this stuff. And if he's not, that's okay. I don't care. That's not my man. That's just somebody I talk to. That's somebody I speak to. Like, I don't have to say or do anything to him to make him, like, change his mind or anything like that. Like, I get it. But at the same time, it's like, bro, you finna be how old? Because that's the reason why we couldn't be together the first time. He claims that he wasn't gonna be with me because I wanna have sex. And it's like, bro, you still talking to me, so clearly you still want to be with me despite me not having sex with you. Take sex off the table. You still want to be with me. Whether I give you what you want or I don't,
you still want to be with me. I was like, I'm trying to see what this man is all about tonight, because, and I'm telling him, watch, I'm telling him straight to his face, like, you got 3 weeks to figure this stuff out. Whatever you don't figure out December 31st, you can cut me off. You can let me go. Because I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you. Okay, I gave you this. But that's supposedly the only reason why. No, nigga, you staying because you like me. Just say that. Just say that. Because ain't no way I could keep doing this for you. And it's like, that's not what you want. Bro, you want me. Just say that. And it's okay to want me. But it's like, bruh, you want me in the way that I want me? Like, are you gonna love on me? You gonna care for me? Then he said some sticks of fish. So he was like, oh, next time when I come over, he's doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm looking at this man like he's crazy. Like, he's lost his mind. He really is mentally unstable. And I'm going to pray for him. And this will be probably our last conversation, because he thinks that somebody's about to sit here and go back and forth. I don't want to. I don't care to. I don't need to. I'm done going back and forth with you. Like, make up your mind. It's either you want to be with me, despite me wanting to wait for marriage. Because even if you still want to be with somebody that wants to wait for marriage, that's okay too. You don't gotta want to wait for marriage, but you can still want to be with that person. Fine. But don't pressure that person into like, oh yeah, we're gonna have sex because I'm with you. Nah. If you can't hold yourself accountable, then you gotta go with that stuff elsewhere. I was like, I don't care. I said, I'm on my business. And when I cut him off, oh well. I cut him off for a week and he still came back. Talking about some, that's not him texting me. I know it was him texting me because he said something in the text. If it wasn't him texting me, how did he know it was in the text? Because the part that he said to me in person, I didn't send that to him. He sent me I sent him a different part. I was like, this man be thinking that somebody is going to sit here and wait around for him to act right. No. He goes to my phone. He does that type of stuff. And I'm just like, bro. He's like, oh, you talk to other guys? Absolutely, sir. Because you will not be the only one. I hate to break it to you, but you will not be the only one in my circle. Until you decide to lock it down with me exclusive. And I was like, I don't even talk to none of them anymore anyways. Except for one. So it's only two people. And that's it. I was like, I don't really care. At the end of the day, if you're going to be with somebody, you're going to be with somebody in spite of what they won't give you. Because sex is in addition to the relationship. A lot of people think that, oh, if we're having sex, that defines the relationship. It doesn't define nothing. It just defines that you guys are intimate with each other. Y'all comfortable with each other enough to be intimate. I get it. But sex is in addition to the relationship. And if this man can't wait, then he can't wait. He's going to find it elsewhere. And I don't care about that. But I don't think he's talking to no other girls anyways. He could be. I wouldn't know. And I certainly wouldn't care. You know why? Because he's not my man. That's it. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. I would not care because he's not my man. And I'm going to say this to say that this is something I just found out. I said what I said, period. I ain't sweating the moment. I stopped giving AF. I'm done. That's it. Ain't no one got time to waste with these bum
A, niggas. Or guys. Let me not say niggas, but guys. Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, no. Nah. Like, oh, you don't want to wait, but you think you can get me to not want to wait? Like, the way he be saying stuff, it's like, bro, who is you coming for? Like, who are you speaking to? Because I know you ain't speaking to me like that. He's like, oh, next time I see you, this, none, the third. Okay, you see me, and I'm going to do exactly what I've been doing and going about my business. Ain't nothing about to happen. Ain't nothing about to be popping off. Ain't nothing about to go down like that. And if it does, oops, it did. And even if we do have sex, still, that's not my man. I understand that I'm waiting for marriage, and he has his needs. I get it. But it's like, bro, if I'm not meeting your needs sexually, then why are you so talking to me? Because me giving you one thing, that's it. But I, deep down, feel it in my soul, you just don't want to have sex. You want more than that. He's just making that as a relationship addition, but this nigga want to be with me. This nigga wants to be with me, and that's okay. I get it. I completely understand. Shoot, if I was me, I'd want to date me too. But at the same time, if I was me, I'd give myself some time too. Because it's like, bro, you think you about to flip this switch on and off whenever you feel like it? Okay. See what little game you're playing, trying to say that I'm manipulating you when I know ain't no way I'm manipulating you. How? I haven't even spoken to you like in a week. So how is that me manipulating you? Or me playing games with you? Oh, because you know I like you. He's like, do you love me? And I looked at him. I was like, I like you. But I don't love you. For what? You're the one that loves me. This nigga is obsessed. When I say obsessed, I mean obsessed. Like, to the point where it's like, bro, you take my phone. You be sending yourself stuff of me. And it's like, why do you do that? Like, you're obsessed. He got tons of videos of me. I don't even know how many videos this man got of me. I wouldn't know. And I quite frankly don't care. Because the minute I leave this man's life, that's it. You're just going to have those videos with you to reminisce about the time that you had me. Or the time that you thought you had me. And it's weird videos too. It's of me, you know. I ain't going to say it on here. But ladies, if you know, just fill in the blanks. It's of that. And it's just like, why would you want a video of someone like that? Like, you're weird. That's just weird to me. Because it's like, what do you do? Like, he sent me a picture too. And I'm just like, bro, you're like mad weird. Like, he's obsessed with, you know, that type of stuff. And I get it. Because I like to do that. But it's like, bro, that's like low-key an obsession. Because it's like, why are you sending me a picture like that? Like, you miss me that much? You sending me a picture? Like, nigga is weirdly obsessed with me. When I say weirdly, I mean weirdly. Because ain't no way somebody just gonna, like, he's like, yeah. And then, you know, he does whatever he needs to do. And then he got tons of videos of me. And what he was doing today, so I don't know what he thought. I don't know, maybe he just, like, likes those things. And I get it, but then I don't get it. Because it's like, what is there to amuse yourself over? And one time he seen a guy's thing, and he got upset. He's like, oh, who's that? Well, you shouldn't be going to my phone. The hell are you going to my phone for? You're gonna find something you don't want to. And if you do, that's on you. That's on you. I don't care. And I don't care. You can have 1,000 videos of me. I don't care about the video. The part that just, it's just weird to me. Because it's like, well, it's not like you don't see me do this person. It's like you don't watch me do this. It's not like, Like, what is the purpose? Oh, you guys are just weird. He's a weird one. He's obsessed with me. That's my conclusion. That is a conclusion I've came to. And so I will see you guys probably Monday or something like that. Because we'll lay down for a bit. But yeah, I was just like, y'all are weird. And yeah, he likes what I do when I he's sure. But I'm just saying the video thing is like really weird. And yeah, if people do that stuff, which they do, there are people I bet like that. I don't care for videos. I send him videos and stuff, but like most of the videos he's gotten, he has in his phone one he sent to himself, and I'm just looking at him like, bruh, I sent you this already, like you should have it. But yeah, I was like, he's a little bit crazy. And I was like, if we have sex, that's gonna make him even more crazy, because that's what he's been dying for. When I tell you he's been dying. Like, it's not something that he just talks about and then he just has to go, no. He talks about it all the time. He was ready. You know, I'm just like, nope. I'm not making him wait on purpose. Like, if he doesn't want to wait, he doesn't want to wait. He will get his fix elsewhere. But I also believe, a part of me believes that he's not going to other people. And I think that's what's like bothering him. It's like, oh, but she's going to other people, because I can do that. And I'm not, because you just are the type of guy. Like, I don't know. I feel like he does have other chicks, though. He could if he wanted to. What is it to me? I've seen him post them on his socials. Like, okay, he went through all the trouble. Hope you that. He moved across the street from me. And I was just like, oh, okay. So he's trying to see me even more. I swear, if this man could see me every day, he would. Like, no. Talk about stuck on you, and I ain't even had sex with you yet. You stuck on me, and I never slept with you. That's the problem. Like, I have never did that with him. And I'm not saying there's going to be a time where it happens. It's eventually going to happen. It's just not right now. So with that being said, I divulge and digress. If I choose to wait any longer, it's because I want to wait, and I'm waiting. So therefore, I shall enjoy my wait in peace and not be bothered about it 24/7. Like, he's like, oh yeah, after. And I'm just like, bro, okay. Like, I think the only way I would do it is if he did something for me. Because I do everything for him. But in order for us to, you know, have sex, like I said, he'd have to do something I've been wanting him to do for the longest amount of time. Once he does that, go ahead. Like, I think that's the only way, because I want to see if I can just get him to do it without having sex with me. I mean, obviously, he's going to eventually have sex with me. That's not my problem. My problem is, like, can I persuade you to do this one thing for me? And then if you do it, and it's good, and everything works out, then we're talking. But he's like, oh, he's not doing that until he has sex. And I'm just like, bro, well, you're going to have to do something before I have sex with you. Because ain't no way. Like, I'm just not. If I get him to do that, he could be all up in there all he wants. He won me over. If he does. I don't know if he's going to. That's if he does. But we shall see. But anyways, I do a lot of stuff with guys. But it's just, I just don't see the need to rush this whole sex thing. And it's not important to me. And it's not something I'm like, oh my gosh, if I don't have sex with you, I can't talk to you. Like, no, it's not the case. If you know me in real life, then you know my actual life. This, I just talk to you guys and tell you guys what I want to tell you guys. I don't tell y'all the full details, but yeah, like, guys be pressuring girls into sex. girls be pressuring guys into sex. It's the same thing. But if you can wait, wait. If you don't want to wait, don't wait. But hey, if you don't wait, you might have some regrets afterwards, because it's not even having children that's the case either. It's STDs. And STDs scare me more than kids. Because it's like, all right, I can have a kid by you, whatever. If I choose to, you know, select the men in the sea wisely. A STD, in a way. You give me an STD, that's it. That's it. STDs are out there on the rampage because everybody won't sleep with everybody. But still, like, STDs like HIV, AIDS, gonorrhea, syphilis. Like, all those things people be catching. It's just like, bruh, I don't got that type of time to catch some sexually transmitted disease. Like, not something I can potentially die from. I mean, pregnancy, because you can die from pregnancy, too, depending on how the birth goes, too. But STD stay with you for life. Unless they're, like, a curable one. HIV, AIDS is not curable. That stuff stays with you. Like, you get that, that's it. Like, your whole body is like that for the rest of your life. But I mean, it's probably medication, all that other stuff, and things like that you could probably take for it, but that doesn't mean, like, so, yeah, there is medication you can take for AIDS, but yeah. I'm looking up some drugs right now, and I can't pronounce their name, but, yeah, you can take a list of medications for it. Let's say it doesn't cure the infection. But it makes it more manageable. And it also helps the not spread it to others, which is good. But still, I wouldn't want no STDs. Regardless if there's medications or not. And if it's curable or not, I wouldn't want no STDs. Kids, yes, I want twins, but like, STDs is a no for me. Was a no for me. It's a no for me. I don't want none of that stuff. But I'm gonna go and lay down, you guys. I'll see you guys in the next one.